describe it?
The stars in the sky, and you call them by name.
Thank you. salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. He is mighty to save, forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
As a father, it makes me scared seeing this slide. I just have to think of the B.L. Qureshi, and Lord, I pray that this song would wash over him. And Lord, I thank you for his testimony. And I just thank you that he blessed you, Lord, and that he is surrendered to whatever you have for him. But Lord, I pray life over him. I pray life, even if he dies, that he be conquered that you had conquered the grave, that he would rise from the dead, that he would bring glory to your name, Jesus. And I thank you that he's been doing that already. I actually saw something about him yesterday evening, and he just shared what was on his heart, and I didn't know that he was in feelings of care already, and he basically he wanted to make sure. He said that he's spoken a lot about truth and about Islam and the way it works, and sometimes people have taken the things that he said and used them as ammunition, and he just really encouraged the body that it's through love and peace that the word goes forth and that the truth can stand. It has to be undergirded by love. And so he apologized, and I just saw such softness in him. And actually, I saw grace in him as he was talking, because there was such peace. But there was still that desire for life, but surrender as well to whatever God had. So, yeah.
No other name?
Raise out the sun. for him chains will break as heaven and earth sing. Holy is the name, holy is the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. As the earth will shake and tremble before him, chains will break.
Last several days and even this morning, a number of times keep coming back to the scripture where Jesus rebukes the sea and the winds. And I have prayed that, like, Lord, wouldn't that be awesome if somewhere before the hurricanes hit the southern coast that the wind and the waves would just be utterly calmed and stilled. And what a testimony that would be. And then I guess I confess, I come up with excuses or reasons why that won't happen or wouldn't happen, and I've had to confess that too. Like, yeah, and so just to pray that out and leave it in His hands. But just wanted to read the passage, if that's okay. Leaving the crowd behind, they took Jesus along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." And this song just reminded me of that. The name of Jesus is so powerful. That whether it's the song before, the mountains move by his name, or this song, the powerful name of Jesus is over everything. So Father God and Lord Jesus, I thank you that it is only by your name, Lord Jesus, it is only by your name that life changes. And so I just thank you for the opportunity and that you have called us, and that we are yours, and that we can rest in the calm of the storm, just knowing that everything is obedient to you. There is nothing that is above you or more powerful than you or beyond your control and beyond your presence and your glory. And so, Lord, I just even, again, just as we've prayed for those in the south, Lord, that your children would recognize this, that they would recognize the name of Jesus, that they would not walk with, as Jesus says, have you no faith, that they wouldn't walk in that lack of faith, Lord God, but that they would just know that they are resting in your care, and that you are able. You are able to rescue. You are able to save. You are able to still the waters and calm the wind. Lord, I confess too that I don't understand why you don't, but I don't want to make excuses. I don't want to rationalize things, Lord. I just want to trust in you and know that you are able, but that you have a sovereign purpose and a plan, and your goal of redemption and to invite and call people back to you. So I pray that for the believer as well as the unbeliever, Lord God, that as you're calling to them, as your waves of mercy are pouring over them, Lord, that they would understand that and return to you. But I thank you, Lord, that we can sing with confidence that your name is above all names, that your name is more powerful, that your name, it is by your name and your name only that we are saved.